All right, we're going to have two prophets' corners this morning. This is Sunday morning 3:24:24, and the first one is the power of the holy people scattered. The power of the holy people scattered. If you want to, go ahead and turn to Daniel chapter 12. I'll be reading a passage there. Do y'all hear the noise? I don't think it's my.
It sounded like paper crack over there for a minute. That's what it sounded like to me. I hear it.
It might be me, I guess. I don't know. Maybe I don't have my mic down low enough. Anyway, it is what it is. All right. The power of the holy people scattered. The old guard has failed. There be a few that held fast to my name and have not left their post, and they will be rewarded for their steadfastness. You and your team have not been called to the old guard. So don't get too grieved about what's going on with it, because it's going its way out. I pulled you out of the old guard system, much like I pulled my disciples out from among the old guard of their day. Of that day. Later I trained them as my apostles. I've pulled you out of it and set your feet upon a different path. Do not look to the old, but look ahead to the new. In other words, don't come so unglued when you hear all that old junk, you know, or what's over. It's not that it was junk, it was for its time, but it's over. It's over. I'm doing a new thing. The new guard is a spiritual house, and it will proclaim that the kingdom of God is here. You can recognize them because you will hear them use those very words. I heard Johnny Enlow say it the other day. The kingdom of God is here. It's coming. Or, you know. No longer a fleshly system made with hands, but a spiritual house. Do not look back, for that puts hit that. He that puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom. Weep not for it, but look forward and rejoice, for the new is coming and is already here. All right, Daniel 12. This is starting with verse 1 here. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. He's still watching over Israel, and that means what the true Israel is. The New Testament Israel is the church. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. What book is that? Book of life. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. But they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. I heard yesterday, and it was kind of scary, and it was about, this was a 107, I can't remember, Michael Jaco. They were talking about, this has happened. They have computers that have gone and taken it into their own whatever they are to make decisions on certain things that can't be altered. That's a demon. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on the side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river. How long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand into heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times and a half. When he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. This old dispensation, the power of that was, is no more. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. I have a series called Revelation Decode. This is exactly what that was. It was the opening of the seals and the revealing of what's going on. This is the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And I'm going to go into the rest of that, because I have any understanding on this right here. Well, I'll read it. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate shall set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days. But thou go thy way till the end. Be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. So I don't know if he means the time of that, what happened in the back, way back, whenever the abomination, the desolation happened in 70 years after Jesus was gone. I don't know. I've not figured that one out. I can't say that I have all understanding on everything, just what the Lord gives me. Satan has scattered the power of the holy people. By this mean, I mean the old guard. My body has become fragmented and scattered, and they have no power, and they have no unity. Psalms 33, brethren dwell together, you know, in unity. What's the apostles and prophets returning with God's order and God's government going to do? It's going to bring the anointing at the top of the head all the way down to the feet. That's where the blessing is. Behold, the old is fading away. The new is coming and is already here in the spirit of men. The kingdom of God is within you. Room is about to be made for you and others like you. Am I kicking out, pulling down, and allowing to pass away that old guard? I am kicking out, pulling down, allowing to pass away that old guard, as I have spoken to you many times before. They have run their course, and they have no more room with me anymore. I promote, I raise up, and I pull down. It is time to change the guards, because they are to the end of their tenure. Doesn't mean they did wrong. It means they're at the end of their tenure. Guards are the watchers. The ones that keep watch on the wall. The ones who protect the sheep from the wolves. Put this down. Good shepherds, just like me, that I will lay down my life for the sheep. They'll lay down their lives for the sheep. It is time for you and your team to step up. I will make room for you. I will also be doing the same for many other teams across this nation and even the nations of the world. What has been scattered from the holy people will be scattered no longer. He that has scattered will be removed. The old guard has succumbed to the things that I spoke about at the end of days. Myths, legends, fables, and doctrines that demons teach. They replaced my word and it has led many astray. Satan's strong delusion has caused many to believe a lie. The ones that advance forward and like the church of Philadelphia, for they have an open door before them that no man can shut, because they've held fast to my word. As I've already spoken to you, the old guard is losing their room. It does not necessarily mean that they will die. Some will go to their reward, and others will live out their lives and then go to their reward. Those that continue without my anointing will go home. Then my nomads, my royalty will step up with a fresh anointing. The deep state royalty, so-called, had been removed, and now my kings and priests will move into place. Lay not your mouth or your hand against them of the old guard, for if they resist my will, you will see incidences like in the days of Herod, My power will not be suppressed any longer.